radical Hindu group is trying to lay anti-conversion charges against 271 Christians. I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll bring you stories from India between legal persecution and intense flooding. Christians could be discouraged, but that's not the case. Find your place in the story on Mission Network News. 271 Christians in India are facing charges from radical Hindus. They've been accused of various crimes relating to spreading misinformation about Hinduism and forcing conversions to Christianity. The accuser even says these Christians were giving out drugs and then getting people to convert under the influence. Todd Nettleton from Voice of the Martyrs.
The court, instead of saying that's ridiculous, they actually allowed the charges to go forward. And so now we have a first information report against 271 people for this charge of talking bad about Hinduism, and it all goes back to those anti-conversion laws that are written to keep Christian groups and other groups from talking to Hindus about changing their faith.
The case is still ongoing, so please pray for the charges to be dropped and for the faith of these believers to grow stronger. Nettleton says these anti-conversion charges are getting more and more common in India.
We need to pray for Christians in India to continue to be bold witnesses, even though they know this could happen. But let's pray that they stay encouraged and that they stay bold. And then let's pray for this radical Hindu group that is coming against the church.
Learn more at missionnews.org. More than 1.1 million Syrian refugees have fled to Lebanon. While each person has sought a better life, they haven't always found it. Hartford, Lebanon's Tom Adama shares the story of Farida.
She comes from Syria. She was married with a child, got into Lebanon, was totally abused. Her husband left her.
Farida said her husband didn't have respect for her, but saw her as a machine. She was constantly in fear and had 4 nervous breakdowns. However, she says God was close and set good things ahead of her. She met with a Christian worker who pointed her to books and the Bible. Reading these books, she felt joyful and wasn't afraid of the future any longer.
She got connected with our Hope Ministry Center in the South, came to faith in Christ. She went to Bible study, has grown in her faith in the last year tremendously. She now leads worship in our Sunday morning worship gathering in the South. She's been baptized.
Now Farida says she wakes up every day thankful, and she's just one of the thousands of refugees in Lebanon who've been changed by God's love. There are hundreds of thousands who still need to hear the gospel. Please pray for the Lord's strength and guidance for the lost and financially partner with Heart for Lebanon as they share the truth and love of Jesus. And the floods in India's Kerala state have already taken about 400 lives, and more than 1 million people are displaced in refugee camps. Now the floods are subsiding, but waterborne diseases are rising. Yet even while battling disease and poverty, local Christians are seeking out resources to help them share Jesus with others. Jason Wolford, Executive Director of Mission Cry, explains the storms ruined many of the resources in the area, but they're planning to send another seed container soon.
We are going to be giving these to Christians that are going to be able to have an opportunity to go in and minister to some of these people who might now be open to hearing something other than what they've currently believed.
However, these words are not always welcome. Many states in India are becoming resistant to gospel witness. In the past, Mission Cry has been able to send resources to other states with more persecution from Kerala State. However, that's become more difficult with the flooding there.
It can be a very, very difficult and rough area to get Bibles and Christian books into, and it's one of the areas that one of our Mission Cry CRI missionaries was beaten and imprisoned for distributing the Word of God.
God has provided for a new seed container full of resources to go to India. Please pray for Mission Cry and local Indian believers as they bring hope to flood-burdened Kerala State. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. If you'd like stories to help you pray for the world more effectively, get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections, action points, links, and more at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.